Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. Welcome to St. Timothy. Happy all to be here on this is the first Sunday after Christmas. We're on, the third day of Christmas? I forgot which. Was that French or something? Yeah. Happy all to be here and celebrate the Lord and his presence among us. Today we'll hear about Simeon seeing the baby Jesus for the first time. So that'll be a lovely story. I don't have anything beforehand, but we'll have a few announcements afterwards. So we'll begin with singing our first hymn in our bulletin. Consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Simeon said, my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples. With great joy, I announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We'll continue with our intro. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, and the company of the upright and the congregation.
Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them.
Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever.
He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful.
He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever.
He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations.
The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy.
They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness.
He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever.
We speak together. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We sing. Of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading comes from Isaiah chapter 61. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, to the Lord God, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give you. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson comes from the letter to the Galatians, chapter 4. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and of a son, an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Alleluia. We speak together.
Alleluia. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory to your people, Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them, and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hard hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at the very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We continue with our hymn, Please Be Seated.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you're keeping track, the new year is at the beginning of this week, you know, at the end of the week. 2020 will end, and then we will be in the year 2021. Are you ready for 2020 to be over? I think a new year is something like a breath of fresh air. It's a fresh start, and for a lot of people, it's a time when we really think about bettering ourselves in a way. At least you hear about resolutions. You may have resolutions of your own, I don't know. A new habit you want to pick up, a new hobby, or devote some time into family and friends in a way that you may have not done previously. Maybe you want to try reading the Bible in a year. Pick up the Bible each day and try to get through the whole Bible within the whole year. I don't know what you want to do, but whatever you want to do or whatever you want, something new comes around. Oftentimes we want to start something that coincides with something new. This transition from this year to the new year, from what's old, an old year, to, well, what's new. Maybe you want to make yourself into a new person, one who lives differently from 2020. You know what I mean? I know I do, because all my habits that I used to have gone out the window since this year has been going by, and I'm not sure I can fully recover, but in 2021, there's going to be a new Sean. The old Sean, there's nothing I can do for that guy, but in 2021, Sean's going to be someone different. And while I was thinking about the new year coming up and then reflecting on our text about a new baby that Joseph and Mary want to present to the temple, it made me think about, well, newborn babies in general. I know, being a single pastor, I don't quite have the expert knowledge on children, let alone babies, but in my observation of people, when you have a new baby, when you're a new parent and a new life enters, everything about that parent changes instantly. Well, or at least you want to change for this newborn. You want to be someone different, someone better. Because if you're a half-decent parent, this baby becomes the most important person in your life, more important than yourself. And I sometimes wonder if having a child is the only time people truly realize that they're no longer the most important person or the center of the universe. But even people, if you notice around you, change. At least I've noticed. When I see a newborn, my eyes light up a little bit. My whole demeanor changes. Maybe my language cleans up and I act a little more excited. I think the reason, though, that we act this way around newborn babies or to something new is because there's so much potential for this baby to change life for the better, or at least the potential to do some good. We instinctively see potential in a baby, in a young child, and it's almost like a breath of fresh air. A baby is something new, and that is, well, given everything I've said, that's my point for today. A new year, a new baby, a new you. Change, transformation, whatever you want to call it. Anything that is new offers something that we desperately want. Because the new we want, well, typically is change for the better, so we say. Whatever the new thing is, it's something better than what was old. And it has the potential to just change who we are and change our future. And I think that's what's going on in our text. Because Joseph and Mary are going up to Jerusalem to dedicate this newborn baby and to present him to the Lord, as they are good Jewish parents who are following through on Jewish rituals and make a sacrifice and offer Jesus up. But on their way there, they're stopped by a man, presumably probably an older gentleman, but we know his name is Simeon. And Simeon is interesting, right? Because he had received a vision from the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Lord's Messiah. Well, enter the Holy Family, right in his circumstances, right in his context. And he happens to be in the line of sight of this Holy Family, and baby Jesus is right there. And then Simeon, seemingly out of nowhere, takes the child from the mother and then sings a beautiful song that we know as the Nunc Dimittis, which is just Latin for now depart or now dismiss. And then he sings this familiar song that we know, and he says that he has seen salvation before his eyes. Here in this child, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, the glory for the people Israel. Simeon says some pretty amazing things about this baby. Something you and I tend to do with newborn children. Something this kid's going to grow up to be big and strong. He's going to be great for our family. And Mary and Joseph, they just stand and marvel. Part of me wonders if they're marveling because this stranger just took their baby in his hands. Or perhaps marveling at the song of blessing to God and their child. It's probably a little bit of both, but it's this slightly awkward and frankly weird, but nevertheless amazing sight that manifests before Mary and Joseph in a very public action. But then Simeon prophesies again. And this time, it's almost like he sucks the air out of the room. He says, "This child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." There's a lot of words there, but still, you can't help but ask, what? I mean, Simeon, you kind of just ruins the moment in a way, because he turns to Mary particularly, and he sees this potential in the child to be quite different from his earlier statement. In Simeon's second prophecy, he makes the first prediction of Christ's suffering and death in Luke, and likely the first prediction in Jesus Christ's life. Jesus is not even 40 days years old, and what kind of well wishes is that that he offers? And he doesn't just say it to the baby, he turns to Mary herself and tells her that you're going to grow up to be killed. And then Mary, a sword will pierce through your own soul. That's not what anyone wants to hear. That's not a great outlook my kid's future. Why is this the moment that Simeon focuses in on, that the child will be opposed, that he will divide Israel, and a sword will pierce? Simeon, I want to go back to the other song. It's far lovelier. Why throw a wet blanket over the whole moment? Well, with a new year and a new baby, and anything new that occurs, that means something changes. And change brings about something different. To change is, in some sense, to remove what is old and bring up something new. In a sense, for change to happen, we need to make sacrifices. We need to make sacrifices to change, because if we want something better, it often means there is something holding us back. And the thing holding us back needs to be let go, removed, or sacrificed. Whether you sacrifice your own self-interest in order to provide for a child, whether it be a sacrifice for sacrificing the comforts of food to get in shape, or to sacrifice your time and you place in your hobbies and your interests so you could pay extra care, extra special attention to your families and your relationships. We take a lot of mini sacrifices for something new to emerge and for something to change. What we might sacrifice today is so that we might gain something tomorrow. And sometimes we make big sacrifices like going to college and spending all that money in hopes that we might have greater success down the road, or sacrificing our own personal freedom of singleness and attaching yourself to someone in marriage because together you can do a lot more than if you were alone. And even when it comes to our kids, we sacrifice our involvement in their lives so that they can be functioning adults. When we step back and allow our kids to make mistakes, to face the world, even though we could and want to shield them, we don't do it because we want them to change for the better, to gain something, to become something new. And I've seen parents struggle with that. It's hard for parents to allow their kids to get hurt, to sacrifice. But when we want something to change, to give way to something new, we make sacrifices. And what about Mary? Simeon is saying to her that this baby will cause division and that baby Jesus will be opposed, that this child will be killed. This baby will have to take the path of the cross and Mary's child will have to die. This Jesus will be sacrificed before the people of Israel. The world will try to get rid of him, and they will do it by putting him to death. And you know the story. You know Mary will be there to watch her son die. What is good about that? How is this change for the better? Well, oftentimes it's because we're not really sure what needs to change. Or what needs to be sacrificed. A new year, a new baby, new habits, change. That's all things we try to make happen for ourselves with some good intention, something good in mind. Because this or that thing should be better. And sometimes we get through it with some success. But you and I both know that when we want something new to happen, too often we're disappointed with the results. We didn't do enough. We could have worked harder. Or maybe we just bit off too much we could chew. We're trying to read the Bible in a year, and then we hit a book like Leviticus. The technicality and just the unfamiliar language just bogs you down. The laws and foreign practices of these Jewish people is confusing and, quite frankly, a little boring. Or we can't seem to lose those 5 pounds that were so easily lost a month before. We plateau in rehab and we can't get over the bar that we have set before us ourselves. The change we want or wish, we always happen to fall short on, even though in a lot of cases we're the ones setting the bar. The new that emerges is not the new we wanted. And we can't seem to create new in us. And sometimes we end up conceding to simpler ways or accepting defeat. Simeon saw the change of the world would be happening through this new baby. All the glory of God coming to earth in this small child held the newness of life that this baby would create. Jesus' death and resurrection creates new life. And Simeon prophesied right here before the mother herself, who only just gave birth, that Mary will have to sacrifice her son. And in the Gospel of Luke, not only did Mary sacrifice her son, but God, the Heavenly Father, sacrificed his son. And here lies the point of newness and change and sacrifices. They're not always so clear to what we want, but they follow God's will and our faith and trust in Him. And Mary, throughout the whole Gospel of Luke, who knows from the beginning, from this point on, that this son of hers will have to die, doesn't accept it, but she lives by faith in the will of God to bring about something new. This sacrifice was so that the creation that God cares for and the people He loves could be made into something new. So you could be created into something new. You become a new person, and you would be changed completely. The Father, He loves what He's made, and He loved you so much that in order to make His falling creation into something new, to call you His child, He gave His own Son as a sacrifice. Jesus Christ, the one opposed by His own people, was pierced by the sword of the world so that you could be made into something new. And in Jesus Christ's resurrection, everything changed. The old was put aside so that the newness, new life, a change could come directly to you. His blood washes you clean of your failure to be someone new. And instead, Himself, Jesus, transforms you entirely. It's a claim on your being that makes you into the kind of person you're supposed to be. God's own child. The old is washed away, and the new emerges. This new year, 2021, is filled with all kind of potential for something good. Something new, something great might change and bring goodness to your lives. And I certainly hope so. Yet even though Jesus Christ makes everything new, we still live in what is old. The old Sean inside of me still wants to emerge and take me down to my old habits. And just as much as we are made new today, the old remains until Christ's return. But we, by the power of the Holy Spirit, go in the newness by bringing that newness of life to bear in our own lives. The newness that Jesus brings to you is one that completely transforms you. And that change began in your baptism, where you were brought into the body of Christ as a brand new creation. And you continue to receive the newness of life here at the Lord's table, where He offers His body and blood to change you forever. The old you is put to death, and you receive the new you. God's own precious child. And we see that transformation manifest in our lives. It comes when we love our neighbor, when we care for those who are stuck in the old and are brought to Christ. We let the Spirit take a hold of us so that we can care and be responsible for the people in our own congregation, even the ones who seem like they won't change. You are a new person who lives differently because you're called by the Savior. Leave your old self behind. It may feel like you're losing everything, because you are. But you are giving up control and letting Christ renew you to make you into who you truly are. But then through you, Jesus Christ brings about the renewal for others around you. So continue to follow Him wherever He leads you in 2021. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy New You in Christ. Amen. We continue on page 6 of our worship folder with the Apostles' Creed. As you are able, please stand.
I believe in God.
Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We continue with our hymn. Please be seated. Eternal Lord God, in the fullness of time you sent forth your Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem us and give us the adoption as your sons and heirs. Hear us, Father, as we call to you in his name. Give us grace to rejoice in Christ's blessed incarnation and grant us a glad new year. Merciful God, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, from whom all fatherhood on earth is named, grant your favor on all children, that they may grow in strength and wisdom. Bless all widows, orphans, and broken families, also with your mercy, and give them joy in your redemption. Merciful God, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Creator, from you proceeds the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Give wisdom to us as your people as we continue to live with the gifts you have given us. Give us strength to encounter new situations with compassion, and give us zeal to love without concern for our own self-interest. And Lord, we also lift up a prayer of praise and thanksgiving for Pastor Richard and Mrs. Sandy Flatt, for the blessing of 50 years of marriage this Wednesday, December 30th. Lord, continue to bless their marriage as you have blessed them these last 50 years. Lord, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for their presence and their example of what a faithful, loving marriage looks like. Merciful God, hear our prayer.
Dear Father, receive our prayers for those who suffer from loneliness. Comfort them with the sure and certain knowledge that they will never be forsaken by you. Give them family and friends within your church who can comfort and build them up. Merciful God, hear our prayer.
Blessed Lord, help the sick and suffering, especially those who desire our prayers, such as Major, Wayne, Sanda, Pastor Vlad, Joyce, Sharon, Sylvia, Thurza, Alex, Debbie, Bella, Ava, Esther, and Emily. Surround them with your love in Christ, and according to your gracious will,
heal them. Comfort all those who cannot join in our fellowship. We especially remember those who are homebound: Barbara, Millie, Sylvia, Gertrude, Mary, Thurston and Jim, and Alex. Assure them of your promises in Jesus Christ and use us as instruments of your work to connect them with the body of Christ. Merciful God, hear our prayer.
Father, everlasting peace, show your mercy for us who receive the Lord's Supper this day, that we may be born of salvation on the very body and blood of Christ, given for us, and the Simeon, you are prepared to depart in peace, according to your word. Merciful God, hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We begin with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, or in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God, and Savior of the world. Heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation. For you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In the beginning you created all things by your word, and in the fullness of time your word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Let your word made flesh dwell richly among us, that faithfully eating his body and drinking his blood, we may receive the fullness of your grace and truth in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And in the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And after he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. This do as often as you drink it in the remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
We sing.
Thank you.
Please stand.
Now may this, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in his peace.
Amen.
Together we speak the Nunc Dimittis on the bottom of page 9. O Lord,
now let your servant depart in heavenly peace, for I have seen your glory and your redeeming grace, a light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy will, the glory of your people, your chosen Israel. All glory to the Father, all glory to the Son, all glory to the Spirit, forever three in one. For as in the beginning, is now, shall ever be, God's triune name is designed to all eternity.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace.
Amen.
We sing our final hymn. Please remain standing. Pretty amazing. You can clap, please.